It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN. Coming up on the show, artist Michelle Okadoner talks about her latest exhibition and her new publication featuring her sculpture, Human Nature. Our theater critic, Brandon K. Thorpe, reviews several new presentations. Deborah Margol features exciting Miami-Dade County events on our calendar. Hello, Ed Bell with you. As featured on the Comedy Channel with his various specials and regular appearances on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, comedian Louis Black is one of the country's most prominent political satirists. Our humorist Buzz Fleischman reveals more.
You know Louis Black is starting one of his famous rants about the stupidity and inane authority society foists upon us, because just like a major league pitcher in a perfect windup, his face contorts as he rears up and gesticulating wildly punctures the air with his fingers to drive home the brilliant lessons he teaches. If there was a Nobel laureate seat at the most prestigious university of subversive wit and intellectual honesty, Louis Black would occupy it. His body language puts an exclamation point on the lessons he imparts from a life of questioning the incompetent authority that surrounds us all, and puts it in a way that actually makes you laugh instead of cry. Laugh? No, not laugh, but side-splitting observances from the intellectually stimulated brain. He's been called a brilliant comedian, actor, and author with two best-selling books, Nothing is Sacred, and his latest, Me of Little Faith. Over 40 plays as a playwright, and a full touring schedule of about 200 dates a year. That, plus TV, movies, and his charitable pursuits, makes for a jam-packed career of the critical and commercial success he has earned. A passionate performer who is more pissed-off optimist than mean-spirited curmudgeon, he has opened that space in our minds which lets us see the inequities of religion, government, and the world around us, all with a common-sense approach that disarms and startles. If you've never seen Louis live, just open your mind and let the satire in. On January 24th, he'll appear at the Fillmore Miami Beach at the Jackie Gleason Theater for Comedy Central's South Beach Comedy Festival. Good afternoon, Louis, and welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
My pleasure.
I know you've been here before.
Yes, I was there last New Year's.
Right. How was it for you?
It was all right. I had a good time. I mean, it's hard not to have a good time down there.
Really, South Florida, we're just like a party town down here.
You're much a party town. I just feel, my problem down there is I just feel fat when I'm there.
Well, we're all on a diet. I can see where you're coming from there.
Yes.
Let's go back in time here a little bit. After you got out of high school, you were working in the Silver Spring Post Office. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of understand the whole concept going postal. Because I was working from 11 o'clock at night until 7 in the morning. And I was the guy who brought in the mail and dumped it so that they could collect it upstairs and go through it. And I dealt with parcel post, and it was just this endless series of letters and boxes. And after about a week, you really stopped caring.
Glad you
didn't. You don't care who gets what. You just want it to stop.
Glad you didn't really think you were good at that, and you eventually went on to comedy.
Oh, yeah, no, I would have lost my mind.
Then you went to University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
I majored in theater.
Ah.
And specifically playwriting.
And you've done over 40 plays as a playwright as well.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them were written on the fly with small companies and for various and specific kinds of things. But, yeah, I've written about 40.
But that gave you a lot of writing experience.
Oh yeah, no. I did have a. I mean, Chapel Hill was a. It was. I was able to actually major in playwriting, which was at that time unusual for an undergrad, and then I kept doing it for a long time because I was obviously didn't realize there was absolutely no financial remuneration in it. There was a certain amount of satisfaction, but actually, I believe crack whores make more money.
Gotcha. Eventually, you went into New York, where you were the playwright in residence at the West Bank Cafe downstairs.
Yes.
Theater bar.
Mm-hmm. There was three of us who knew each other from school, and we found a bar downstairs in a theater. I mean, a bar and a small stage in a restaurant. And it was downstairs, and we just began to produce stuff, and we produced people like Alan Ball. Most all of his first stuff was done there, and he's the one who wrote Six Feet Under and True Blood and American Beauty and Aaron Sorkin, who wrote West Wing, had his first play done there. Many young actors did their first work there. Robert Sean Leonard and I, Robert Sean is in House. He and I did a show there for a number of weeks, and we just did a ton of stuff.
And that's where your stand-up really started to evolve after being on stage introducing everybody.
Yeah, actually, I introduced every show and got very, very comfortable up there. And on Saturday nights, we'd do a free show because most of our friends couldn't afford to go out. And that was where I really began to evolve the stand-up.
So what kind of advice would you give to comedians starting out now?
I would say do it again. All you can do is do it. There's no real secret to it. You got to get up and do it again and again and again. And that the only real secret is to try to figure out what it is that sent you into it in the first place. So that it's to try to figure out where your funny comes from. But the only way you figure that out is to be standing in front of a bunch of people. And you just got to, unless you're really a natural, you're just going to take it. You take your lumps. That's the way you learn.
Taking lumps.
It's like being a prize fighter who's learning by having his arms tied to his sides. And you just take the punches and go, you know, if I could put my hand up here, it would really help.
Sure. We had that this past week. We had about 70 aspiring comics trying out for the free stages on Lincoln Road Mall for the Comedy Festival, and I think 5 are going to make that. So this could be their start out here. You never know where any of them can go.
Yeah, you never know. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, that's nice that you had 70.
Oh, they came in from all over South Florida. It was really a great tryout for them.
Oh, that's great.
Now, there was a particular time in your stand-up career, your onstage persona kind of changed into a more angry type of performance. Was this a gradual process, or did one day somebody come up to you and say, you know, if you keep ranting like that, that's going to go over really big?
Well, the material evolved over time, and then finally a friend of mine, a comic, came up to me one night and said, you know, you're really angry, and it's kind of silly that you don't yell. And he goes, you know, I'm yelling through my entire act, and I have nothing to be angry about. So I want you to go back on stage next time and start yelling. And I did, and that was that.
It's like you're.
And it was silly because that's what I meant about finding. It took me that long to find it. Is amazing because when people thought I was funny, it was when I got upset about something.
Sure, it's like you're angry on stage for everybody else in the audience.
Well, that's the way it appears to have become.
Speaking about angry, we're getting a new administration in Washington pretty soon here. Do you see any real change coming?
Somebody who speaks English, that's a start, and can talk in a paragraph without panicking. And whether that means anything in the long run, but in the short run, it's like fun.
Yeah, I know you were.
Even if he isn't listening to us, he's pretending like it. That's enjoyable. And it's. And after 8 years of somebody that many Americans felt you'd like to sit down and have a beer with, this is a guy that you probably wouldn't want to have a beer with, and so maybe that's even a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I know you were raised around Washington, D.C., with government in your face, and your parents were politically aware as well.
Yes.
That has affected your career also.
Yeah, well, being born and raised around Washington, if you've got any brains, you get out of there because it's really, you lose your mind being that close to the seat of government. And I'm just leery of all of it. By the time I was 21, it was like, you got to be kidding me. And my parents, they basically paid attention to what was going on. So the whole thing kind of had a huge effect on me.
Right. One of the chapters in your first book, Nothing is Sacred, is how our government works. It doesn't. And which was, in itself, that would have been the whole chapter for me.
Yeah, you know. Well, it's not so much, you know, I think that's the thing. The thing is that what I did learn, because I worked at the government for a while, my father worked in the government, is the question boils down to government, or with business or anything, it's people. I realize when we use words like government or business, you know, they're not like these big monoliths. It's a bunch of people doing things. And if you've got good people doing it, then stuff gets done. And if you've got Bernie Madoff, then something else happens.
Got it. Well, good people doing it. We're all going to look forward to your upcoming performance at Miami Beach on the 24th. That's 8 o'clock at the South Beach Comedy Festival at the Fillmore. And Lewis, thank you so much for talking with us.
That's the former Jackie Gleason, right?
Right.
Yeah. I love that space. That'll
a good
a
venue.
Lot of fun.
Good venue. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Buzz Fleischman is a humorist, public speaker, and writes for the community newspapers and the River Cities Gazette. Visit Buzz at theradiobuzz.com. For more information about the South Beach Comedy Festival, go to their website at southbeachcomedyfestival.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.